This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began a fact-finding study of 2 Peter. We began answering the question, who is included in the context of this letter? Peter and all true believers. Chapter 2 begins by identifying false prophets and teachers. Scoffers are mentioned in chapter 3. It's because of this mix of people that we need to ask the what question. Peter emphasized the importance of knowing Jesus Christ's person, plan, provision, and promise. Everything of importance for the Christian's life flows out from his knowledge of his God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Why is this important to know? This is the next question in the fact-finding study. Basically, if you don't know Jesus Christ, you can't experience all God has planned for you. In addition, you will find it hard to discern the onslaught of the enemy's deception and attack. Gradually, indifference to truth will set in and wholesome thinking will elude you. You'll be in danger of assimilating the worldview of the lost into your thinking. That's why Peter repeatedly says he will remind his readers of this danger and how to overcome this threat. He knew they understood who Jesus was and what he accomplished in his mission. In fact, he affirmed they were firmly established in the truth. But like us, they had the potential of forgetting what is essential to living victoriously. That's why he wrote in chapter 3, verse 1, "Dear friends, this is now my second letter to you. I have written both of them as reminders to stimulate you to wholesome thinking." I would encourage you during this series to go to my website, click on the archives, and review these messages, gettinggodsmessage.org.